All right, so I'm joined here on the line by the Director General of the Municipality of Lillooet Allumette, Alicia Jones, to talk a little bit about a public meeting that they have coming up later this month. Alicia, how's it going?
Hi, Caleb. I'm great. How are you today?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So this meeting's on vital public services. Could you explain a little bit about the background and how it came about?
Yeah, so this meeting comes about following the recent major outages that we experienced this past winter throughout our municipalities. So I'm talking about hydroelectricity as well as telecommunications that we experienced here this winter.
I understand you guys have been trying to set this up for quite some time here. Could you describe a little bit about the date and where it's going to be taking place?
Yeah, so there has been several meetings held with our local elected officials, as well as representatives of Hydro-Québec throughout the spring of this year. It was decided at those meetings that residents needed to receive the proper information from Hydro-Québec and other officials, and also to have their voices heard. So we tried to plan this meeting sometime in the fall, hoping that we would get lots of people out to attend.
All right, so can you describe a little bit about who's going to be at this meeting and what exactly is going to be discussed?
Yeah, so we've invited, invitations were sent out to representatives of Hydro-Québec, of course, but we also invited the Ministry of Public Security of Quebec, as well as representatives of the Sûreté du Québec. We also invited representatives from CISO and from Bell Canada. So we received confirmation of attendance from all the invitees, except Bell Canada, who has declined to come.
Sorry, could you refresh where exactly and when it's going to take place?
Yeah, so the event will be held this Thursday, September 14th, at the Harrington Community Center on Lillooet Allumette. We're going to start open the doors at 6:30, and there'll be a bit of an open house for the first half hour where residents can go around and talk to our local representatives and the local invitees that we have coming. And then there will be a formal presentation by each of the invitees starting at 7 p.m. Each presentation will then be followed by a question and answer period. So if residents have specific questions for any one of these attendants, now is their time to have their voices heard.
And so who all is invited? Is it just residents of the municipality there or all the Upper Pontiac? Or?
Yeah, so we know the major outages affected a lot of municipalities. And in our exercise with Hydro-Québec, we had representatives from all the municipalities affected during the winter outages. That included Sheenborough, Chichester, Lillooet Allumette, Waltham, as well as Mansfield. But I think this affects the entire Pontiac, so it's something that we're extending the invitation to any and all folks that would like to attend.
And can you describe a little bit about, I guess, what your objectives are for this evening here? Like, what do you hope to come out of it?
Well, of course, we want the information to be presented from the right sources, so that we have accurate information being given out to our residents. But really, I think the true outcome is to have their voices heard. So we really want people to come out with their stories, with their concerns, for representatives from Hydro-Québec and the other organizations that will be here. You know, now is the time to have your voice heard, and hopefully we'll be able to get some answers from them. The outcome is basically so that everybody can have their say.
For sure. And how do you know how many people you're expecting or how much capacity you have there?
Well, I mean, we have a big enough hall, so we're inviting lots of people to come out, and I hope it's standing room only, but it'll be yet to be seen.
And just to go back to, you mentioned there had been some previous meetings with just elected officials and that kind of thing. Have you guys been presented with any kind of plan or assurances, I guess, that similar incidents won't happen again?
Well, Hydro-Québec did make promises to have certain upgrades to their infrastructure done this year. I won't go into specifics because it's not my forte, but I'll let the representatives of Hydro-Québec answer that question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Alicia, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with me about this. I hope you guys get a good turnout there. If there's anything else that we neglected to mention earlier or anything you wanted to let our listeners know, I'll give you the last word here.
Okay. We just invite people. We know a lot of people were affected by those severe outages this past winter, and we would like all of you to come out to have your voice heard. Now's the time.